This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I know we have listeners in Northern California, and I have a home in Southern California, so let's talk California electricity. So these public companies have, in essence, a corner on the power marketplace, just like here in the Klamath Basin. What is that? Well, it's really a license to print money. You're a monopoly, and you're guaranteed a profit each year by state regulators who approve your rates to make sure that you achieve one. Now, specifically in California, they're in trouble because of the massive wildfires in Paradise and all the other areas of California. Untold millions, if not billions of dollars, are at stake over whether power lines caused the fires and the resulting devastating damage. So what did they do to help reduce the risk of power line-induced wildfires last week? Well, they turned off the power. No, really, they did. So who exactly did that benefit? Was it the consumers who sat without power, some for several days? Nope. Who had actually benefited was the stockholders of that company. That's right. Rather than risk more wildfire lawsuits, we'll just turn off the power. So if you have no electricity for health-related equipment, so what if you have no power to charge batteries for emergency communication? So what if all the food rots in your refrigerator and freezer? Hey, at least we won't get another lawsuit. Seems like perfect corporate thinking to me. Interesting to me is that they turned off power in a multitude of counties all over California, specifically Northern California, but not San Francisco. Nope, that county was spared. Gee, I wonder why. Rather than spend their considerable profits putting in new transmission lines and upgrading facilities, it apparently went somewhere else. I think you can guess where. We have a similar problem here in the Klamath Basin. Much of our power infrastructure is ancient. You can see power lines that have been repaired over and over and over again. Matter of fact, we had one in front of the radio station that had a long piece of what looked like electrical tape hanging from it. Now, to their credit, they finally came and fixed it, probably with more tape. Some of our substations are older than I am. Power dependability here in the basin? Well, you know the answer to that. So my question is, why do the state regulators continue to allow a monopolistic utility to control our power in the region? It would be one thing if they were plowing their profits back into the infrastructure to make sure everything was top of the line, but they aren't, at least not here and certainly not in Northern California. I haven't had a chance to go to my house in California, but I fear it won't be pretty when I get there. If the power was off for a day or even several days, it could be downright ugly. But hey, look, Mom, no power line caused wildfires because we turned off the power. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.